It's time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, this is Damian Lemon, and this is In the Conversation, the podcast. We back. Another week in your ear. Ali is away, but he will be back soon. But in the meantime, in between time, it is you and I. What's good with y'all? How you feeling? All right. All right. That's what's up. I'm glad to hear that. But that's what it is. Yeah, man. I'm good, too. I can't even complain. I'm chilling. Cracking the mic a little later. I went out and got something to eat. I was starving. And I don't got the itis right now, because what I got with to eat was, I'm chilling. I'm doing good. Week's been all right. I had an aggressive fucking screen time this week. Unprecedented levels. I don't even want to share what it was, but it was beyond what I've ever got to. You know, the last few weeks, damn near months, my screen time been kind of chill. I've had a handle on it. I don't know what's going on, but my shit, it shot up. It's crazy. And I ain't looking at a whole lot of shit. I'm just, you know, looking at, I've been looking at fights. What else? Scantily clad women, you know, talking about wellness and decentering men. AI women that are getting more and more and more convincing. It's crazy. I'm getting it sent to me from people, and then I gotta tell them, nah, that's AI. It's embarrassing for everybody. That's when you start to know you're getting older, when like AI is fooling you. You know, there's certain barometers of like you getting older, you know, like getting hacked. You know, like when my grandmother was alive, I used to worry about her getting hacked on Facebook. I remember she got hacked on Facebook and, you know, all of that type of shit. You become more and more susceptible because you're not hip to the scams and you're not paying attention to how the technology is moving and grooving. And next thing you know, you sending this AI chick all your money. I'll be telling homies like, nah, that's AI. And there'd be a little moment of embarrassment like, oh, because they know, yeah, they got to get on point. But you know, the AI women is, I guess, been on the algorithm. I came across a video of a dude shooting dice off of a maybe dead body. I don't think the body was dead, but the body wasn't lively, you know. And this did not stop my man from trying to, he rolled the dice a few times off the body. That's what he kept saying, off the body. I'm just fucking ignorant as shit. Oh, and then, you know, dating and fucking gender war content. I can't stand gender war content, man. I had to tell a homie of mine. Not gender war content, but the dating shit, too. I had to tell a homie of mine, stop sending me that shit, man. It's ridiculous. Especially, we too old, too, like, to really be getting this up in arms over this type of shit. You know, what people want, what people demand, and all of this other silly shit, man. Whatever you negotiate is whatever you negotiate. However you move is however you move. Look, all these rules, man, we way too old, man. Date the way you want to date. You know what I'm saying? And please don't get caught up in the gender war conversation. Some shit is bullshit. I've had a theory. I think I've shared it here before. I think the gender war conversations half the time is just Trojan horse foreplay. You know, I remember that shit from college, all the little gender war shit. You know what I mean? All that little spirited conversation. Next thing it turns into, I can't stand you fucking like Yvette and Jody, you know. But hey, that's what's been on my algorithm. Let me know what's on your algorithm. Hit me in the comments. Hit me in the DMs. Let me know what's on your algorithm. What wild shit is on your algorithm? I know you ain't gonna put it in the comments. I mean, unless you want to, put it in the comments. But if not, DM me. Let me know what crazy shit you spinning past on this fucking algorithm, this Instagram, this X. I don't really do threads, but you know, TikTok, wherever. Let me know. I went out to a little party on Friday night. Went out to Ace Hotel. Go to Kiana Parks, does a party there on Fridays. I'll be popping through sometimes. This shit be cool, you know. It was popping. It was vibing there. It's always a good time in there. And Kiana, she be putting some shit on. She be playing some nice joints. Make me want to DJ again. I say it like I was good. You know what I mean? Like, I say it like I was good. I think I would be better now, but I was not good then. I just was too... I wasn't even a record player. I ain't have enough patience. I just wanted people to enjoy what I was doing, and then I would fucking swing from one type of music to another type of music and wind up clearing the floor to get another group on the floor and clearing that group, and then there's another group. Like, I would go from Candy Rain to How About Some Hardcore to fucking... Terra Fabulous, you know what I mean? Like, it was terrible. There was no story. There was no flow. It was just, this is the latest record I bought. I know it's hot. And I throw that shit on and lose the crowd. It was terrible. But anyway, I think I'm better now. I think I'm better. But, you know, when I'm around good DJs, I be feeling inspired to be like, you know what? I want to try this shit. I want to get back in there. Anyway, it was a vibe in there. It was always a good time. What I did notice, though, I don't know if you saw this, but Jim Jones, I guess, said some shit on the Let's Rap About It podcast, which is The View for old niggas, you know what I mean? And shout out to JB, who produces that show. But he said something about, you know, not really feeling chicks wearing kitten heels in the club. You know, this is how he felt about it, right? And listen, everybody got a preference. You know, people get away about the preferences. Women be like, stay out of women's business and all of this other shit. Sometimes you wind up in women's business because you got a woman. And a woman would be venting about some shit. And now you just found out about some shit that you know, oh, wow, I never even considered that. I didn't know that was a thing. Interesting. Now you feel worldly. But, yeah, just chill. Leave that conversation between you and her. But back to preferences, people could like what they like. You know what I mean? Like, listen, you might love women in certain shit, but you might not fuck with women in certain shit, and women might not fuck with you in certain shit. It's just things that it is what it is, right? So anyway, he was like, I don't really feel the kitten heel in the club. And this guy I was talking to, she felt the way about that shit because she's a kitten heel wearer, right? And I was at this event, and they were a lot of kitten heels in the building. I don't know if it was a protest or what, but it was an abundance of kitten heels in that motherfucker, and a lot of them shits looked aight. A lot of them shits looked aight, because typically, what they were saying, a lot of the point of reference used to be like older women. You know what I mean? It's like a modesty heel. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, they ain't really going crazy. It's an older woman at the church, you know, older woman that work in the school. Like, that was kind of the association, but nah, not no more. Not no more. It probably was never like that. I don't know if it's a trend spinning back or it was a fucking a protest the way this shit was in abundance. It was like at least 40% of the club, these girls had kitten heels on. I was like, oh, shit. This shit looked nice. Some of them looked nice. That's all it take is just... one motherfucker to sway you, change your opinion. You'd be like, you know, I never really was big into kitten heels. That's before I met Cheryl. Cheryl used to wear them shits. Waited, you know. Sometimes you like shit, and like, 'cause I dated a girl who hated all kitten heels. She ain't like them shits either. She was like, them shits, eh. But I remember liking... I still do, I remember. But I remember telling her, you know, I like French manicures. She was like, ew. She was like, that shit is tart. Or some corny shit. Said something like that. And I was like, where? She shamed me. I was like, really? Them shits look good to me. She was like, eh. I was like, man, I still like it. But again, people like what they like. People think what's corny. Some shit that you think is corny, somebody love. Rest in peace, Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton died 80 years old. Ah, damn shame. Dolly Parton. I really like Dolly Parton. I mean, I wasn't a huge fan of her music, but I just liked her presence. You know what I'm saying? I liked her presence. I like she was funny. You know what I mean? She had a good little spirit about her. She put out 49 albums. Ain't that crazy? 49 fucking albums. You know, working 9 to 5. 9 to 5 was the jam. You know, Jolene was the joint. Beyonce covered that just recently. I Will Always Love You. Whitney covered that shit and snatched it. It's like, let me get that. I like Dolly Parton. I trusted her more than I trusted Dr. Fauci, you know, because when the vaccine came out, I heard she funded the Moderna vaccine. I was trying to wait for the Moderna. Remember back when you had to wait for a vaccine before them shits was everywhere? You had to wait and to see what was available, who had what. A lot of people wasn't fucking with the Johnson & Johnson because, you know, the whole baby powder cancer situation, and it was only one shot. Just felt a little crazy. And then I was like, oh, Dolly Parton paid for the Moderna. She put money in the funding of that. That seems benevolent, you know, because she always kind of had a little benevolent disposition, at least the mythology of her, you know. And then I wound up getting the Pfizer because that shit was right across the street. But anyway, yeah, that's the type of shit that I remember, you know. Legendary rack. I mean, come on. I don't, you know, listen, as I said all the other shit, I led with everything else, but dirt on, you know what I mean? Funny, everything, 9 to 5. But come on, I'd be remiss. Dolly died on Titty Tuesday. You know what I mean? Like, come on, some shit is poetic. I hate the fact that Trump is going to, He's putting the flag at half mast for a week in honor of Dolly Parton. Ain't that some shit? I don't even think he dropped the flag for Jimmy Carter. Trump is a weird dude. He's a weird dude. I hate being aligned with him in any capacity. But she's a busty blonde. Of course Trump is going to, you know what I mean, salute. You know, salute on her way out. But yeah, rest in peace, Dolly Parton. You know. Rest in peace, Michael Wright, a.k.a. Eddie King Jr., Eddie King Jr., from the Five Heartbeats. Michael Wright is an actor out of New York City, went to the Lee Strasberg Academy. You definitely know him as Eddie King Jr. Eddie King Jr. is what they say. Well, they say Eddie on IMDb, but then there's Eddie King Jr., but everybody know him as Eddie Kang. You know what I mean? But it's like sing and sang. You know, it's a difference. Is you singing or you singing? She's singing. Yeah, singing a little bit. It's wispy. But anyway, yeah, Eddie died, man. Not Eddie. Damn, look at that. Michael Wright passed away. 70 years old. He's also in Sugar Hill, Money Talks, Black Lightning. 70. Salute to that man. Side note. This is a side note. I said Dolly Parton had 49 albums. Do you know Styles P got 30 albums? That man got 30 albums. Go look on Apple Music or Spotify. Go check his catalog. This motherfucker put out 30 albums. It's crazy. This is a story that's kind of got me feeling, it's a story that's kind of just rubbing me the wrong way. Got me a little irritated. There's a Chinese humanoid robot that has beat Usain Bolt's record. His sprint record. You know what I mean? I think it beat it by like 0.19 seconds. Now, this is a fucking robot. I don't know why they're using Usain Bolt to validate a robot. It's a fucking robot. It's a machine. Of course a robot is going to be faster than a human. That's the whole reason to have a robot. Nobody want a slow-ass robot. That's the allure of a robot, is they don't get tired. They don't have feelings. They do everything you want them to do. They, kind of like slaves, but for everybody. So they keep bragging about like this robot broke Usain Bolt's record. And I seen the video. The robot is running out of control for a robot. This motherfucker's hauling ass and then smacks into a fucking padded thing and damn near collapses. They take the shit up off of on a stretcher like it's not a robot. But come on, stop using Usain Bolt's name to get views for this fucking robot you haven't even given a name to. The company is X Humanoid. They ain't even give the robot a name. They ain't even give the robot a number. Typically, a robot got a number, be like, you know, 073. You know what I mean? All shit. 073, you know, they ain't even get this motherfucker a number as far as I'm concerned. So he was at the World Humanoid Robot Games in Beijing. There's a bunch of other things they were doing. They were boxing, soccer matches, tennis. Oh, one played tennis against a human opponent. I don't know how fair that is. Then I saw a video with Kyrie. I don't know if they said, yo, see if you could push the robot down. He was like, you sure? He's like, yeah, see if you could push the robot down. So he just shoved the shit out of that robot, broke the shit. That robot was done. I still got, I don't know if it's because I've watched certain movies in life, but I still got a fear of robots. Like, I think when you, I know they don't have feelings and real human emotion. Well, you watch enough movies, you see when Kyrie pushed that robot down, I was like, that robot going to kill Kyrie. That robot is going to come and kill Kyrie at some point. He ain't going to forget that shit. Because that's the thing. They remember everything. He didn't even push it crazy. He just, nigga, I play in the pros, nigga. You sure I could push it? It was like when Ray J told Speedy, yo, you can't break these glasses. He just snapped them shits. Pat, all right, Pop, what are you talking about? So there's a story. It seems like it's a fake story. Texas Roadhouse, right? Me and my family, we go there every so often. We like to go there. We call it Hee Haw, which is probably problematic, but we call it Hee Haw. You know, it's fast, casual steak spot. You know, mid-tier steak spot, but they got some good-ass rolls and other shit. It's just a cool little spot to go get something to eat and bug out. But there was a Facebook group. I forget what it was called, White something, but it was just like, we're the white kings or whatever. Basically, their whole threat was, yo, we work in the kitchens. Work in the kitchens is specifically Texas Roadhouse. And we know you love, anytime we see a black table, we move whatever y'all going to eat out the way of the camera. We lick our fingers and we wipe it on whatever you're eating. So when you're eating them rolls, just know those rolls got a lot of white saliva in them, which is wild. But also, it's supposedly in response to the whole Carmelo Anthony case, you know. Carmelo Anthony, the kid that stabbed the white boy in self-defense, who's, you know, now he's in jail or whatever. But, like, this is allegedly their activism. And I'm not going to lie to you. That shit fucked me up a little bit because it's like, come on, man. That's like, I don't like that shit. Again, that's another fear. I don't want to sound like a fearful ass nigga today, but that's another fear. Like, I don't want nobody fucking with my food. I'm very, I'm reluctant to send back my food and shit. There's a movie called Waiting. Dane Cook is in it. This dude was being a dickhead, but I forget what happened, but he sent his, he sent his food back, but I guess he was being an asshole to the waitress. And they was like, hey, we got a plate for the ring-a-ding or some shit like that. And hey, man, they sent that shit around the kitchen. And everybody did some old wild shit to it, spit. And at the very end, somebody fucking pulled the dick hair out and put it on whatever on the plate as a garnish. Man, that's why I pray. That's why I say grace. I say powerful grace when I'm in a spot where I'm like, oh, Lord, please. You know what I mean? Please, Lord, please. Don't, please. I don't mention dickheads in the prayer, but it's understood. Don't fuck up Hee Haw for the blacks. You know what I mean? Let us go in there, get our little mid-tier steak, good roll, nice burgers, whatever you get. Don't fuck up the Texas Roadhouse. Allegedly, Texas Roadhouse came out and said this is bullshit. They debunked the whole shit. This is horrible. We would never do that. You know, there's no videos of this, blah, blah, blah. I'm just hoping they don't give nobody no ideas. And to be totally honest, which I hate to say, honestly, how many white folks is really in the kitchen at Texas Roadhouse? It's probably Mexicans. It's probably Mexicans from black folks. You know what I mean? Like, Mexicans is in every kitchen at this point in time. Ain't no white men really in the kitchen like that. Not like that. Not to that degree. Maybe one or two. You know what I mean? But that's like in Greenpoint, certain parts of Atlanta. You know what I mean? Real trendy. Not no Texas Roadhouse. I was watching Deion Cole on The Breakfast Club. I don't know if y'all saw this shit. Y'all didn't see this Deion Cole interview on The Breakfast Club. There is a moment where I guess it's revealed that Deion Cole texted or DM'd Lauren LaRosa on the late night, after midnight. Allegedly, at first it was being said 1 a.m. was the time that kept being given, but 1 a.m., you know, after the Roots picnic. That was his defense. It was after the Roots picnic, you know, everything, you know, but he texted her, "Hey, you." After midnight, a "Hey, you" is crazy. "Hey, you." Come on now. We know "Hey, you" is cryptic and familiar. "Hey, you." But hey, listen. But I guess Lauren got a man, right? So her man, because the thing, they was in the car and she has the phone hooked up to, I believe, the CarPlay. So the notifications come on the screen, right? So she's in the car with her man and some other people allegedly, and the shit came up. And her man was like, "Yo, hold on, what's this?" And I guess they were going to the party that he was going to be at. So they wound up seeing each other, and the man said something to Deion or whatever. And, then, you know, it was a whole thing. But long story short, you know, some people felt like maybe her man was a little insecure about the situation, whatever, how he handled it. And whomever, however you handle it is however you handle it, right? What I did appreciate was the fact that she held her man down. Like, nah, you know, this is, you know, listen, it was late. It was no context. We hadn't seen each other. He was like, "Yo, I was coming from the Roots picnic." She's like, "But I didn't see you at the Roots picnic." And it was like a little People's Court episode. You know what I mean? Envy got a kick out of that shit. He was laughing like shit. But it was just funny. Sometimes he send them texts. You never, especially you sending a text on shorty that's on the radio. You know, a lot of people be afraid of the screenshot, you know, but the radio, nigga, The Breakfast Club. And it was interesting. "Hey, you," after midnight, is that benign enough? "Hey, you" is not committing to nothing, but it's a good setup. It's a good setup. What y'all think? Let me know. He say, nah, he wasn't trying nothing. He say he ain't never tried nothing. As a matter of fact, her moms like him. He like, listen, I like grown women, I like vintage women. You know what I mean? Listen, it was very innocent. It was very innocent. You know what I mean? I think your man kind of overreacted, but hey, you know, it is what it is. She held him down, whatever, whatever. It was a funny ass moment in that interview. That shit was mad funny. It's funny because I don't even watch The Breakfast Club that often no more. Now it's on Netflix. It's just kind of not as native as it once was when it was on YouTube. And then I kind of missed the comment section of it all. Because that type of shit, the comment section would have gone crazy on YouTube. I mean, listen, get the bag. But, the you know, as far as the community of it all, that shit would have been bananas. That shit was funny to me. It made me laugh. If y'all saw that shit, please hit me. Hit me in the comments or whatever. Shorty hit me after midnight with a "Hey, you." Come on. What's really good? What's going on here? Funny thing, too, that I thought was interesting. I guess this says a lot for the relationship. I don't know. She was driving, I guess, whatever. Her shit was plugged in. So to the CarPlay, I guess. That CarPlay is different. I had to figure out how to deactivate the little notifications on the CarPlay. I don't like that shit. Not that I was ever cheating, but it's just like anybody's name pops up, now it's a lead. It could be part of a conversation now. And I be putting first and last name. It's good for Google, all of that shit. I'd rather keep shit chill. You know what I mean? I'm not out here trying to cheat or nothing, but look, I don't need everybody recording everything that I do. It's not nobody's business. My phone is my phone. My phone is my business. Where y'all at with that? Where y'all at with the CarPlay? You keep your CarPlay activated? Do you do anything with your notifications, or it is what it is? It's just this open book. Whatever comes up on the CarPlay comes up on the CarPlay. The thing about my CarPlay, if you got CarPlay, if you use it or whatever type of interface you got, if you have any interface, a lot of these cars, they got the little, you know, the little screen, the infotainment screen, and you connect your phone to it, and all types of shit comes up. I never seen the actual body. First of all, a DM connected to the, that's a whole lot. I don't have notifications on much of anything anyway. a DM or a text, the whole shit, that's a lot. That's a lot. It could be anything. It could be, yo, we got your fucking jock itch prescription back. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, what the fuck is this? You know, or whatever. Any kind of, any weird shit that could come up. Target apologizes for a minstrel costume they put out, or a costume that they put out that looked a lot like a minstrel costume, and they apologize after some outrage. Man, I think this is trolling. I think this is targeted trolling, no pun intended. I think they want to get people talking about Target because, motherfuckers, that boycott is still busting their ass, even though HO did some business with them. But it just feels like a troll, man. It just feels like, it's like when they trying to get your attention again. It's like when an ex sends you a text out of nowhere. But they be like, oh, my bad, that wasn't for you. You know what I mean? I'm so sorry. Or unsent. Unsent will get me. Because now I'm like, what was sent? You know, unsent is like, oh, that'll get a motherfucker like, wait a minute. You know? Or the little bubbles. You know, everybody talk about the bubbles. You see the shits in the middle of a text conversation with somebody and the bubbles come up. I hold my fire. I don't even text whatever I'm a text until them bubbles either cease or whatever sent is sent. I don't want to influence what's going on the other side with whatever I got to say. Let that shit rock. Let it go. Let it go. I want to see what you know. Let them bubbles come out. I think texting, honestly, it's not my least favorite way to communicate. Texting is cool, but like in a, you know, if you're trying to really talk to somebody, texting is it's cool a couple passes for me. You know, because I can't. You know, you can't hear tone. I'm sarcastic. I'll say some wild shit. So sometimes that shit might not go over. I overthink when I'm texting because when I text, I read the shit out loud like a transcript before I send it because it is a transcript. I'll be like, okay, put it out in the world. But I'm still old school. I like the phone call. I'm a phone call. Phone call number one. I know a lot of people don't like the phone call no more. Phone call is kind of out of favor, it seems. A lot of people moving into texting, and then I guess right after that is FaceTime. I'm not the biggest FaceTime head. I don't like the FaceTime. You got to be too present for the FaceTime. You know what I mean? You got to be sitting down or something, or holding it, looking at, you know, looking around. I think, I feel like that. You know, like, it don't make no sense if you're going to FaceTime somebody not to look at them, right? But, I guess people FaceTime and do whatever the fuck they're going to do. That don't make no sense. I'd rather just have a phone call. I put the phone in my pocket and I just keep talking, you know? I watched this movie, Stormy Weather. It's not a companion piece, but it's in the same realm, same genre as Cabin in the Sky, which I talked about a while back, what you would call like race movies. These are movies that were like predominantly black cast and, you know, a lot of the black stars of the day, jazz acts, a lot of dance, a lot of singing and dancing, you know. Lena Horne, I want to say was in both of them shits. This is back when Lena Horne was at her apex. Bill Robinson, who's also known as Bojangles. That's Bojangles. You always hear about Mr. Bojangles. This is Bojangles. And you hear about Bojangles chicken. This is Bojangles before all of that Bojangling. Cab Calloway was in it, Fats Waller, the Nicholas Brothers, Dooley Wilson, Ada Brown, all, you know. Yeah, it was cool. It was a lot of singing and dancing, aggressive light skinning, like super light skin, like well below the paper bag. Like there was some, because it was black and white. So at first I was like, there's a lot of white people in this race film, but they were just mad light skin. It's like when people was being light, so like, you know. Conk in the air and all of that other shit. It was all right. I like Cabin in the Sky a little better. Cabin in the Sky had a better plot, better storyline to it. This one was just more like just showcasing them as performers. It's about that time to transform and roll out. You know what I mean? It's about that time for sure. September 19th, Comedy in Harlem. Saturday night, Uptown. Uptown Saturday night, Comedy in Harlem, September 19th. Tickets are on sale, comedyinharlem.com. September 20th, you already know, 920. Shout out to Claude. 920, Arlington Draft House, Arlington, Virginia. Tickets are on sale now. I'm trying to sell both of these joints out, so get you some tickets if you're in the vicinity. As we always say, tell a friend to tell a friend. Leave it in there to get in the conversation. Yeah.